Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, June 24, 2009. Factional rivalry continues despite released PLC member Dwik's call for unity and Israeli army damages three Palestinian homes. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian Authority forces affiliated with the Fatah Party detained more than 40 Hamas affiliates during invasions in the West Bank on Wednesday. Among the people arrested was the deputy mayor of Nablus. The Hamas government in the Gaza Strip shut down another newspaper and detained the chief editor. Hamas claims that PA security forces arrested over 100 of its members in a period of 24 hours. At the same time, the party denies that it detains people for political reasons. The party made a statement after a delegation from the International Red Cross visited detainees in the Gaza Strip on Wednesday, saying that all detainees were held for criminal charges. One day earlier, PLC speaker Aziz Dwik, that was released from Israeli prison after 3 years of detention, called for unity, reconciliation and dialogue on behalf of all Palestinian prisoners. The political arrests could threaten talks about the Hamas-Fatah unity deal, which are planned to continue ahead of a 7 July deadline set by the mediating party Egypt. Also on Wednesday, the Israeli army invaded the village of Awarta, close to the northern West Bank city of Nablus, during an early morning invasion and damaged three houses. Local media reported that the army held a large-scale incursion in the area of Awarta. More than 20 military vehicles entered the village and soldiers stormed several homes, leaving behind destroyed furniture and other property, the head of the local council stated. There was even some structural damage done by military vehicles. Meanwhile, the relation between Israel and the US continues to be tense. US convoy Mitchell cancelled a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, and Israel reported on Wednesday that it would temporarily halt the construction of settlements, excluding settlements that are currently being built, if the United States agrees that Israel continues the expansion of existing settlements for the so-called natural growth purposes. The two countries disagree over the duration of this claimed settlement freeze. Israel said it would freeze the construction for 6 months, but the United States insists on a longer period. Israel insists that expansions that are underway should not be halted. This includes the construction of thousands of units in the occupied territories. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Catherine Orwell.